Garden War, written by CB and narrated by Dracunda Sykes. Pairing, Draco and Harry. Rating, T. Summary. Harry and Draco are quarantined in their houses, a lake across from one another. What better way is to spend this time than to annoy each other with letters and attempts to prove that their garden is better? Malfoy. Where are you? Are you quarantined at the manor? Harry. Dear Potter, no, I'm certainly not spending 40 days at the manor. Of course I'm going to quarantine at home. By the way, I see the new apple tree. Trying to match the one I got, are you? If you look out your window now, I think you'll see I have 3 apple trees in my garden. Have a good plague, Draco Malfoy. Malfoy, you fucking prat. I knew you wouldn't stay there voluntarily, but you've been visiting your mum, and I thought maybe you'd want to stay with her, arsehole. 3 apple trees, huh? At least you're 1/3 caught up with the number of trees I already have in my garden. And it's not a plague. Stop being so dramatic. Harry. Dear Potty, I think this will be a fun quarantine. Excited, Draco Malfoy. Dear Potter, how is your first day of quarantine? Gone crazy yet? You can always rest your eyes by moving them away from your disaster of a garden and look at my beautiful chateau garden. It's certainly much bigger than your cottage yard. So, as a gesture of goodwill, here is a pair of binoculars for you so you can see my garden wrecking yours close up. Delighted, Draco Malfoy. Dear Potter, why haven't you replied yet? Waiting, Draco Malfoy. Malfoy, what the fuck is wrong with you? Did you seriously send me a letter at 6 in the morning? Why are you up? Also, fuck your binoculars. I can see you prancing all over your garden without them just fine. If there wasn't a unicorn pox outbreak, I would swim over and chuck them at your head. Twat. Dear Potter, did you sign off as twat? Wholeheartedly agree. Draco Malfoy. Malfoy, I was calling you a twat, you twat. After a year of being neighbours, you still haven't learnt to be more decent. Harry. Dear Potter, a year ago when my mother told me someone bought the cottage, she said we should go and introduce ourselves, since it was decent. But ever since I knew it was you, I've given up on being decent. Decent to everyone but a Potter, Draco Malfoy. Malfoy, thought I should thank you. Having a house in the area really lowered the market price. I got a great house with a great garden for half the original price. So, thanks. Harry. Malfoy, what the fuck? You did not just send me an envelope filled with poisonous plants. My hands itched for hours. Fuck you. Dear Potter, it's only lords and ladies, and here I was hoping you would eat it. Draco Malfoy. Dear Potter, why haven't you replied to my letters? I saw you weeding in the garden today. I saw my owl deliver my letter and you did not open it right away. I demand an explanation. Distressed, Draco Malfoy. Malfoy, because I was afraid you'd put poisonous plants in it again, that's why. Why are you growing poisonous plants in your garden anyway? Teddy plays in your garden, so stop growing dangerous plants. Harry. Dear Potter, it's a weed. I did not intend to grow it. And I never let Teddy play in my garden without supervision, which is a given, since mine is so much bigger than yours. And I've told you a million times to watch that child when he plays in the garden. One misstep and he could slip into the lake. I told you to get a dock and ward up the rest of the shore so he wouldn't run headlong into the deep end. Not to mention those devil chicken of yours. I swear they tried to peck my eyes out. Perhaps you can use this time to build a dock. Don't copy mine. With appreciations, Draco Malfoy. Malfoy, my hens are perfectly lovely ladies, unlike your cat. He actually did claw my eyes. I still have the scar. Teddy's not even here, and I do watch him whilst he plays, and I have wards all over the place, stop worrying. Andromeda is still scarred from when he used a sonorous to yell at me across the lake that one time. And I don't want a dock, and I certainly don't want it to look like yours. Who builds a dock with marbles, with statues? I've been thinking about building a small boat, though. What do you think, Harry? Dear Potter, Gooseberry is too docile to claw at anyone. He is an angel reincarnated, and I love him with all my heart, so you better watch your good-for-nothing mouth. And if he did claw you a new scar, perhaps he just wanted you to have a better one. I think a boat would be lovely. Sincerely, Draco Malfoy. Malfoy. It's been a week, and I already feel like I'm going mad. I planted another bed of hibiscuses because I feel like I've got nothing else to do but wait. What are the purple and blue flowers you've got? They covered the entire garden. I still can't make them out, even with the binoculars. Harry. Dear Potter, they're crocuses and forget-me-nots. I thought they'd look nice as a field, but it might be too simple. I'm still thinking about what else to plant. I thought you were building a boat. Eagerly waiting for a boat, Draco Malfoy. Malfoy. I was, but I might be tempted to row back to society if I actually build one. I'll take my time with it. I think they look brilliant, at least from this side of the lake. But if you want more colours, why not some lupine? How'd you get them to blossom so quickly? Harry. Dear Potter. With magic! I use wards to create a greenhouse-like space and speed the process up with spells. Then huzzah! Flowers bloom overnight. I knew you'd succumb to the knowledge that I'm a better gardener than you are and ask me for help. Ha ha. I think I should plant some lemon trees to make the garden smell nice. And don't you try planting any lemons. I've patented all citrus rights around this lake. The superior green thumb, Draco Malfoy. P.S. I've attached some books on gardening with magic because I'm trying to help the sorry state of your garden since you said mine was brilliant. Malfoy. I spent yesterday reading the books you sent. They're really helpful. One of them is about growing vegetables. I only have some herbs in my garden. Maybe I'll start some cucumbers and carrots or berries. Don't worry, I'll leave the lemons and tangerines for you. Maybe when my vegetables are ready, we can trade. I've also got some eggs from the hens this morning. Had to fight the rooster for it. We're certainly well prepared for this quarantine. Harry. Dear Potter, I will never understand why you have a cockerel running free in your garden. I thought you were raising it for meat, and yet here he is, still terrorising the chosen one. However, I admit I have come to rely on him to wake up early, though sometimes I do use sonorous to tell him to shut up. Energised, Draco Malfoy. Malfoy. Yeah, I am also subject to your sonorous yellings too. Sometimes I wish more people lived around here so they could yell back at you. And yes, he was originally the main cause for our Christmas dinner, but after looking at him for months, I just couldn't do it. And I forgot to tell anyone or order something, so that year we ended up eating potatoes and shepherd's pie until we went to the borough and begged for food. You never answer my questions about trading produce. Harry. Dear Potter. Fine, I'll get started on the trees. Only because I was going to anyway. I like peppers. Red ones. Sincerely, Draco Malfoy. Malfoy. Red peppers it is. Harry. Draco, are you okay? I heard a scream and I can't see you anywhere. Are you in the garden? In the house? What happened? Dear Potter, false alarm, though I do admit for a while I thought I might die young and tragic in battle. I just encountered the most horrid being in the world. I was close to fainting, but surely if I had fainted, it would have killed me in cold blood. Rattled but alive. Draco. Malfoy. Malfoy, you fucking prat, you scared the hell out of me. What is it? Is it a snake? Harry. Dear Potter, it most certainly was more ghastly than a snake. Never thought I would say that. The assailant was hidden in the owl deliver groceries in the morning. I'd ordered some madrigal dates all the way from Morocco, and there was a stowaway in the midst. It was a, and I had to look this up in the library, solifuge. Do not look it up if you're afraid of spiders. That was when I screamed, though I am unsure of which scream you heard, because I surely screamed more than once. I'm impressed you heard me. Ha ha, even at this, I bested you. I don't think you can scream so loud I'd hear. Anyway, I threw the monstrosity into the lake, though I have been sitting on the dock watching the water to make sure it does not come back and enact revenge. I will not be in the slightest surprised if it strangled and ate all the fish in the lake and grew to be as big as a dragon. I think I should stop there. Hopefully it doesn't crawl its way to your cottage and kill you in the dead of night. But out of simple curiosity, if you die, do I get Teddy? Thinking about fatherhood, Draco Malfoy. Malfoy. I'm not scared of spiders, so I looked it up. It's not poisonous, certainly less so than the bloody lords and ladies you sent me. So if you were wounded in that battle, I think you're going to survive. I'm not interested in a screaming competition, and once you're done with the smelling salt, you might want to take a look across the lake. Harry. Potter. Did you plant an oak? I should never have given you those books. Is this how you repay my kindness? So here I was, planting hyacinths and lupines to give my garden colour, and you were growing a fucking oak tree in yours. It's taller than your cottage, as measly as that is. Potter. Betrayed, Draco Malfoy. Malfoy, look over when you get this. Harry. Potter, giving me the middle finger across a lake is not nice. Unamused, Draco Malfoy. Dear Potter, Gooseberry is such a turd. This morning at an unholy hour, he jumped on my bed and puked on my stomach after gorging himself sick. But why did he choose my bed, or rather my beautiful body, to throw up on? What is the logic? Did he hold it in until he got to my room so he could let it all out on me? Now I regret standing for hours in line to stock up on cat food. Ungrateful twat. Covered in bath. Draco Malfoy. Malfoy. Ink splotches. Malfoy. I took so long to write this letter my owl just took off before I could finish. I was laughing so hard. Your cat is a neat little guy. And I'm glad he remembered to get food for Gooseberry. Harry. Dear Potter. I can assure you he is neither little nor neat. He can go into the garden and eat birds for all I care now. Though he is also too fat to jump more than 2 inches off the ground. Of course I stocked up on his food. When I was in line, I heard someone remark, "Oh right, the dogs need to eat too." And I've never felt so much pleasure at making a grown man cry as after I was done with him. If you can't remember your pets, you shouldn't have them. Angry but responsible pet owner, Draco Malfoy. Malfoy. Aren't you being too hard on him? It sounds like an honest mistake. Harry. Dear Potter, if you can't remember your pets, you shouldn't have them. Adamant, Draco Malfoy. Dear Potter, 2 weeks now. How are you holding up? I saw you in the garden last night before bed, and when I woke this morning I could still see you from my window. Sincerely, Draco Malfoy. Malfoy. Not good, to be honest. I miss seeing my front door. And I miss Teddy. I wish she could have stayed with me during this, but Andromeda's house is further away from where the pox broke out. Wish the flu wasn't restricted either. Hermione's miserable since she's helping the Ministry control the virus and she can't go home to Rose and Ron. I wanted her to come and stay with me, but she said she didn't want to put me at risk. Harry. Malfoy. Sorry, I don't know what came over me. I didn't mean to ramble. Harry. Dear Potter, it's perfectly all right. Actually, I have an idea. See the second letter. Eagerly awaiting your response. Draco Malfoy. Draco Malfoy requests the pleasure of your company for afternoon tea on the 15th day of the quarantine at 4 o'clock p.m. in our respective back gardens. Dress code, formal. Though I'm sure you'll do as you please. RSVP, Botlard Chateau, a lake across from Potter Cottage. Malfoy? Sure. Harry. Dear Potter, show some respect. In need of respect, Draco Malfoy. Malfoy. Just wanted to see you yell at me from your house. Thank you. I don't think I ever thought I would have tea with someone on the other side of a lake. I sent over some things. A loaf of bread. I baked it myself. A bag of peppers and 2 cucumbers. Grown by me. A jar of apple compote. Made it myself. If something is missing, your cat probably got to it. Is this a fancy high tea? Harry. Dear Potter, no, it is not high tea. High tea is for working class who would come home after a long day, very hungry and eat a lot of things. Then they'll wash it down with a glass of tea. This just shows you are ignorant of tea etiquette. Thank you for your produce. I'm sure your rooster shat on your soil to make the vegetables so, so huge. I think Gooseberry got scared by the sheer size. You will see I also sent over some dishes. Tomato confit in olive oil and basil. Clotted cream made by one of the Malfoy estate's tenant farmers. Olives from Castelvetrano. And a basket of lemons. Only the lemons are mine, but I'm very fond of the other three. I don't share them lightly. Chin up, Potter. 3 more weeks to go. Best, Draco Malfoy. Draco, hope you're not asleep yet. Today was fun. Too bad it started raining. I know you were laughing at me from under your umbrella charm when you saw me running into the house. I came back out, though, didn't I? I made lemonade with the lemons. They tasted... well, they tasted like lemons. But it was nice of you. I sent over a jug and put some lavender in it because I remember you saying you liked it. Anyway, today was fun. Have I said that already? I think we should do that more often. And you should wear fancy shirts every time. Harry. Dear Potter, I was just reading. I thought it would be fitting to read the Decameron. Have you read it? Thank you for the lemonade. I'll have it with breakfast tomorrow. Have a good night. Yours sincerely, Draco Malfoy. Draco, good morning. I've never heard of that book, and it's not in my library. What's it about? Did you like the lemonade? Harry. Draco, are you okay? You haven't replied, and you usually have a letter ready in under 3 minutes, ha-ha. I tried making some ginger cake for afternoon snack since it's got colder. I can send some over if you like. Do you like ginger cake? Harry. Draco, it's been a day. Harry. What the hell, Malfoy? Harry, I apologise, but I just woke up. I didn't know I could sleep for that long. I seem to have caught a chill. I took some potions and it's the drowsy kind. I... Draco, are you okay? Are you sure it's just a cold? God, we're in the middle of an epidemic. You don't just write it off as a cold. Answer me. Harry. Harry, yes, sorry. I thought I had finished writing that letter. I'm sure it's just that. I couldn't sleep that day, so I took a walk in the garden, whilst having a glass of the lemonade you made for me. You and cold drinks certainly are more troublesome than I'd imagined. I don't have a fever, and it's only the potions that are making me sleepy. Draco. Draco, if you say so, but please send me a note every day so I know you haven't gotten the pox and died in your stupid castle. I made some chicken soup. Harry. Harry. Oh, God, is it made from your rooster? Draco. No! Harry. Harry, are you awake, you oaf? You will not believe the injustice I've faced today. Do you know how many ants bit me whilst I was tending my garden? 3. 3 ants. Why are there so many ants? Bugged. Draco Malfoy. P.S. Ha ha, did you get it? Draco, I can see a cold has passed. Maybe stop wandering in the garden at night like a lovesick maiden? Or else one of these days you might actually die from night dew, wrist fevers, letter-reading fits, or whatever killed women in those old novels. That is comforting how well you recovered, since your brattiness level has returned tenfold. Complaining about ants? I get stung by bees almost every day. Harry. Harry. Well, I'm happy to report I've also got stung by a bee too. What have you? Swelling, ha ha, with victory. Draco. Draco, I don't care you got stung by a bee too unless you're allergic to them. In that case, please go to the healers. Though a bird just attacked me. I should stop eating my breakfast in the garden. Harry. I just got attacked by 2 birds. Pecked. Kiss mark. Draco Malfoy. Malfoy, you fucking lunatic. I just saw you throw yourself at the birds. They couldn't get away fast enough and you face planted in a bush. This is not a competition, you freak. Stop scaring the poor animals. Harry. Dearest Harry. Ah, but my injuries are still the result of the birds, and my injuries are much graver than yours. Are you spying on me? I certainly won't say no to the attention. Preening for you, Draco Malfoy. P.S. Last bird joke. Draco. Oh my God, piss off. You gave me the binoculars. And there were jokes? I couldn't tell. Harry. Dearest Harry. And yet there you are, using them still. Best, Draco Malfoy. P.S. Not a competition. That is not the Potter I love to loathe. P.P.S. I am funny. Draco, oh my God, stop hurting yourself. You win. Get down from the belfry. Harry. Dearest Harry, are you conceding? I must frame that letter and hang it right by the door so everyone can see it once they come and again when they leave. Delighted, Draco Malfoy. Draco, the only reason I'm letting you win is because you are feral and will try to hurt yourself to prove. I honestly have no idea what you're trying to prove. I'm just trying to stop you from killing yourself. Stop it, Harry, distressed. Dear Harry, is there a chance that those ginger cakes you baked? I'm hungry from all the winning I've done. Peckish, Draco Malfoy. This is really the last bird joke. Draco, here are some strawberries I've grown. They look a bit bumpy and scarred, but they taste brilliant. Harry. Dear Harry, they smell like the sun. Did you just pick them? Yours, sincerely, Draco. Draco, yeah. I hope you... I gave you the best ones. Did you like them? Harry. Dear Harry, very much. Thank you. I've sent over a bouquet. They remind me of... They're beautiful. It's hydrangea, ranunculus and peony. They've outgrown their plot. Drowned in flowers, Draco. Draco, that's good. I'm glad you like them. The flowers are beautiful. I put it on my bedside table since I thought waking up to them would be lovely. Don't you agree? Draco. I wanted to thank you for the jar of lotion. It does smell nice. I think you should stick to potions and leave cooking to me. I can still remember the burnt aftertaste from your attempted apple crumble. One more week left of this quarantine. We can finally leave. Are you excited? Harry. Harry, I make perfect apple crumble. The sun just scorched it on its way across the lake. Draco Malfoy. Draco. Don't be mad. You still make better tea. By the way, I still have your thermos. Should I send it back? Andromeda said I can visit them the day after the quarantine ends. Then I'm having dinner with Ron and Hermione. I think we're going to the zoo the next day too. Draco, is everything okay? Harry. Draco? Harry, I'm sorry for the sudden disappearance. Again, I was preoccupied. I suppose this quarantine had to end sometime. Draco. Draco, I thought you were stir crazy. I keep seeing candlelight going all over the house in the middle of the night. At least you'd taken my concern into account and decided to do your wandering inside your house. You didn't answer me. Are you okay? Harry. Harry, I'm perfectly fine, though I may not be able to reply so frequently this week. Draco. Draco, you tell me if something was bothering you, right? Yours. Harry. Draco, I planted a magnolia tree, though I think this is the last time I'll use magic to speed them up. I'd like to see them bud instead of missing it during the night. Can you see the tree? I planted it where you'll see it when you look out your bedroom. It's the pink tree, in case you didn't know what magnolia looked like. I didn't, before I planted it, of course. Did you know it's the namesake of that animation film Teddy and Rose like so much? Where the daughter went to war for her father. It made me think of you. 4 days left. Harry. Draco. I found one of the old books today from before Hogwarts. It was thrown away by my aunt and uncle and I picked it up from the rubbish. I thought it was a children's book, and that's why they threw it out, because my cousin never bothered to read it. The book is called Animal Farm. It's Muggle. I don't know if Marnie recommended it to you. When I read it as a kid, I was so drawn by the idea of the animals taking control of their life. At the time, I didn't know it wasn't actually a children's book, and, well, it didn't end very well, and I buried the book away. I read it again today. It still made me sad, and I just wanted to write to you. Well, I wanted to talk to you. I went to the garden, but I didn't see you. Harry. Draco, I don't think I've told you, but I started building the boat with branches from the oak tree. It's ridiculously difficult, and I don't even want to think how hard it would be without magic. I think it might sink. It's very lopsided. Would you rescue me if I capsized in the lake? Harry. Draco, please. Dearest Harry, today is the last day of our little quarantine, a result of the unfortunate unicorn pox outbreak. If only people would stop drinking their blood. I received your letters, though I haven't opened them yet. They're with the rest of the letters you sent me. I thought perhaps some solitude, true solitude, would give me some perspective as I begin a triage process of everything that happened in these 40 days. I hope you didn't think I was shirty with you. That's never my intention anymore. Harry, you've always been the main subject in most of my thoughts, even with you being in absentia for the most part. And despite the jitters of being confined, I never felt your degree of unrest from this solitary. If anything, these past weeks have been a dream. I've not written back because I didn't want to face the end of this. It was a cowardly effort on my part to make the second stop. Then I thought I could condition myself to not miss you by missing you early. I saw the tree, Harry. I saw you plant it, and I watched it grow. Avec l'amour, Draco. Harry got off the boat with a wobble. Definitely not a safe boat. His trousers were wet from the water leaking in through the gaps, and he had to use magic to help it stay intact. But he did it. Draco, Harry hissed, then groaned to himself. A habit he'd got from a 40-day quarantine. He jogged up the dock and into the garden. The chateau loomed above him, and there were no lights in any window. Harry passed the lemon trees and paused to take it in. Harry walked carefully through the field of lupines and forget-me-nots, mindful of where his boots landed. He really had forgotten how big Draco's garden was when you were inside. Draco! Harry shouted, because why wait to knock on Draco's back door? Draco! When nothing happened, Harry pointed his wand at his throat and yelled, Draco! A loud thump and a cat's yowl was heard from the general direction of Draco's bedroom, and soon enough a blonde head poked out. Draco gaped at the sight of him. Harry cancelled the spell but continued to shout, Get down here, you fucking asshole! What are you doing here? Draco hissed. It's past midnight, Harry informed him. The quarantine's over. Come down. Draco looked torn at that. He kept looking at Harry, then away. How did you get here? I haven't taken the wards down. Boat, Harry said. Oh, dear God, Draco said, and he disappeared back into the window. Draco opened the back door and Gooseberry sprinted out, not without leaving teeth marks on Harry's thigh, right where the boot's protection ended. Harry swore and jumped away and into Draco, who caught him, thus allowing Harry to finally notice Draco was clad in only a gauzy nightgown. Aren't you cold? Harry gripped Draco's arms. Draco's eyes paused at Harry's jumper and suspenders. Why do you insist on buying trousers that are too big? I don't know, Harry replied. The garden was very quiet except for the gentle lapping of water. Harry watched as Draco's chest rose and fell in sync with the sound. They stood there, in a stalemate. The sound of the lake gently cajoled them with soft tugs and those distant pulling sounds from beyond where their eyes could see. But they planted themselves right next to each other. You just disappeared, Harry said in the end. Draco turned his eyes away. His slippers grazed the windfalls on the soil. I've stopped cleaning these up. Leave them for the birds now, Draco said, like you do in your garden. Don't try to talk to me about something else. Draco shook his head. Why are you here?
You should have read my letters, Harry said. I am going to see Teddy tomorrow. Later today, I mean, but I had to see you.
Draco swallowed. The sound was loud.
The first hour after quarantine, you choose to venture a garden and a lake away from your house?
If it's where you are, Harry said.
You're not sick of me yet? Draco asked in a small voice.
Draco!
Harry gently tightened his fingers around Draco's arms.
I missed you.
Draco stared back. His cheeks rapidly darkened.
I almost drowned coming here, Harry said.
You wouldn't have, Draco said. I would have saved you. Harry grinned. Draco looked away, his face now completely red. He crouched down, one hand still holding onto Harry's, and plucked a forget-me-not.
Draco tucked it behind Harry's ear.
Harry couldn't take his eyes off Draco, not when he finally got Draco in front of him.
I don't want to kiss you goodnight, Harry whispered.
Draco looked at Harry, then to the garden and beyond where the lake, Harry's garden, and his house were. His eyes were wide when he looked back to Harry.
Then, he said a little too loudly, and dipped his voice as the flush on his skin darkened.
How about you kiss me in the morning?
The end.
This story was written in April 2020 and narrated in May 2021. I hope you enjoyed listening.